Today, we check into the Brix Boutique Hotel and ask, what's the best application technique? But can we even ask this question? Is there really one best way? To answer this, we take a brief and very nerdy look at the different techniques, breaking down their strengths and weaknesses, and maybe even challenging a few assumptions along the way. Welcome to the Brix Boutique Hotel.
Hey, Matthias. Nice to see you in our break at the boutique hotel, the Brick Boutique Hotel we're in.
I got work to do. Come on.
Yeah. So we'll be back in a couple of minutes at the reception. In our break, do you have your coffee?
Sure.
Good. So in our break, let's talk about the following challenging question. What do you think is the best technique that you can use in LEGO Serious Play when you design a workshop, when you deliver a workshop? What's the best technique?
What kind of question is that now?
Well, you have a choice out of seven. There are seven techniques. So pick a number. And
it's a hard question because, that's quite difficult, to be honest. Because we know that they have all their pros and cons.
Yeah.
If we only talk about the techniques, and if we don't care why we use them, right?
Mm-hmm. You're right.
I actually was thinking about it, and now that I'm thinking about it, in fact, there are two that I really love.
Okay.
And one is the 86, a playing of emergence.
Okay.
Or playing of the past. And this is something that you could only do partly and not fully, the whole process of playing emergence. And so this is what I really love about it. And that you can dig into the thoughts of the people, what is guiding them. So this is something I really like.
Okay.
What about you?
Yeah. So for those who are a bit wondering now, is what are you talking about? It's a kind of simulation that you do when you talk about playing emergence.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah.
Okay.
You're right.
Yeah,
so maybe we should step back and explain a little bit what the 86 is, right? So with the 86, you're playing out in a scenario. You're playing out what happens in a scenario in a landscape. What happens in case you have a certain event happening?
Yeah.
Would you be okay with that?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Yeah.
Good.
So
once we see or we change the landscape and really see what is going on, then we ask the people what could they do in that case, right?
Yeah.
If they see or when they see how the landscape is changing, what could they do? And find out and brainstorm and afterwards, we ask them what they would do, actually.
Yeah.
And then we try to find out what makes it for them the right thing to do.
Exactly. So this is, so you create insights in most of the time, events or unexpected things, that could happen in an organization, in a team, also individually with people. So really unexpected things. So for instance, if I would just now cut this off, and you're sitting there alone in this podcast, although some people can't see it, you would wonder a little bit, what's happening now? What am I going to do? What are the opportunities?
Or I would
kind
be happy.
That yeah, well, besides the fact that it makes you happy, it is a bit like, okay, something happens, and what do you do? Okay, so that's one. The 86, you said you like that one.
Yeah, and what I really like about it is in fact, you could use this technique without the landscape. Just asking you, what would this make the right thing to do? And this is something which is really funny. Well, like funny, but interesting. So it's a technique where you can use that you don't use Legos, Lego bricks. So,
yeah. And what's the other one? Because you mentioned you liked two. What's the other one?
I'll let you go with one first.
Oh, okay. So, well, first one thing, you know, what you like is maybe not exactly the same as like what is the best technique, but okay. Oh, my choice. That's also a good one. I do actually the 81. What is the 81, dear people? The 81 is that people start building their own personal models, their own individual models. So you get a question when we talk about Lego series play, and you reflect with the help of the bricks and you build something. Most of the time, a metaphor, which represents your thoughts. And I like that one because if you dive into Lego series play, you actually... It's such a fascinating technique because you're during the process of building, you're reflecting yourself a little bit on, you know, the bricks that you want to use and why. Why did I pick an orange brick and not a green one or black one? So that's very interesting. During the process, you surprise yourself sometimes. I mean, sometimes you have a thought, you know, like, I know what I'm going to build, but sometimes you have no clue, you know. And then you and your facilitator says, start building, you know. And then you surprise yourself, like, okay, I have no clue where this goes to. And what I find fascinating about that individual model is that sometimes people ask you a question about the way you build it or construct it. And at first you have actually no clue. And then you think about, why did I do that? And actually something pops up and you feel like, and it's actually true what I'm saying now. You know, I'm not making an answer up. You know, there's
no.
It is actually like, yeah, that was a good question. Thank you for that one. So it's more the process that fascinates me with the 81.
And with you, just a few days ago, we just had a workshop together.
Yeah.
Right. I facilitated you.
You did.
Actually, it's the first time I did that. By the way, just realizing. Was it? Oh, yeah,
cool.
I think so.
Okay.
And I remember that you had insights as well, right? It was just a small, very short building round. But it was really nice because I saw you, of course, I was a facilitator and I was watching you. And really, there was these moments where you see as a facilitator sometimes that I love so much when people stop building and then something is changing.
Yeah,
their body is getting up, or the eyes are open, or they start to add a few bricks quickly.
Yeah.
Or I said, I think in your case as well, it was like time's up, and you're like, no, I need to put this brick on, and it was impossible for you to not have. I think it was a pink brick on a gray brick.
Yeah.
And it was impossible for you to not having it. So this was really, really nice.
Absolutely. How was I as a participant? Well, let's do that in another podcast.
Maybe we don't speak about this in public.
Okay, so preference on 81 on an 86. What does that mean for the other ones? Are they less relevant, less important?
Well, let me just add one thing about the second technique that I wanted to add, because this would have been the 81 as well, for me the reason is because this is what Lego Series Play is about, right? Giving everybody a voice, making sure that everybody is being heard and understood, and so we can really see what this person is talking about, is having in his mind. And so that's why I think, if you would say the most important thing, I think it's the 81, because it's the core. Of course, you have the core process, but I think that's the core of Lego Series Play.
Yeah, yeah.
Besides the skills building, of course.
You're right. I mean, that's what you need. But if we talk about the techniques.
Of course I'm right.
Of course you are. How can I even doubt that? But if we talk about the techniques, so officially we say skills building is not a part of the techniques. So I think indeed the 81 is the starting point. So without an 81, there is actually no Lego series play.
Yeah.
So in a way you could say, yeah, that is literally, I don't know, the starting point, the most important. It's a very interesting one. I'm always fascinated by it.
Yes.
But in terms of outcome, if we say, you know, what is the delivery of a workshop? What is it that people literally take out of it, or groups or an organization? We have some other ones. And I want to make a short remark on the what we call the 87, which is defined as extracting simple guiding principles. A lot of words for something that we try to keep it simple. The thing is that it is, if we try to explain it, it is the lesson you take out of your favorite, the 86. Yeah, so you play around, you get insights, you experience new things, and then literally a bit of the question is, so what is it you take out of it? What is it you extract from it? You know, it's literally pulling it out. And I find that a very, very valuable, maybe that's another word that we just throw in, very valuable technique, because it's something you literally can take into your organization, into decision making, into what is relevant, what is guiding you, for instance, in decision making processes. It's the little voice in the back of your head, you know, that says, if you do this, you're doing the right thing. It's hard to explain, so we shouldn't do too much.
I just wanted to say it's not.
It's an experience.
So it's hard to understand what we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So because of simple guiding principles, it's not a rule. Always go to the left. Always go to the right. So it's something different.
No. Yeah. Yeah, it is something different. And so this is the invitation for people just to experience that and not talk too much about it in the podcast. But it's fascinating. And literally, and maybe we can talk about it in another episode, it prevented me from sometimes doing really stupid things where I felt like, you know, it's like, okay. And then I said, no, that's not my guiding principle.
So either your simple guiding principles don't work when we work together, or I take it as a compliment.
Okay. I'm not going to comment. Is that good?
One of the two. I think it's one of the two. And I hope the second one. Now, so simple guiding principles, that's what you said. They're guiding you in moments where you're in doubt, where you don't know what is what is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's not a rule. Take care of the planet. This could be one simple guiding principle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it would guide you when you, it would help you with when you wash your hair, for example, when you wash your hands, right? And you don't have the water running or whatever it's called, the English expression, where you have the water open, where you maybe close, shut down the lights when you when you leave the room, where you turn off the engine of your car if it consumes gasoline, and so on. So it guides you in various situations, and of course, in a business context, it might be different.
And it's
just
like
to add
I said,
a bit
because,
more to it.
Yeah, because, you know, the phrase is literally, that's why we call it simple, but it's the meaning that comes from the experience that makes it literally meaningful. But it's like I said, you know, we can talk about it, and people will sometimes feel, that was my first experience, is like, yeah, but I hear what you say, but I don't get it. That's why you have to experience it so it becomes really meaningful. I'm going to throw in, because also from our time, I'm going to throw in one more. What about what we call the 82? Let's throw in, you know, the slang of Lego Serious Play to our listeners.
Yeah, let's be really nerdy and no one understands what you're talking about.
So, application 82, the shared model. I think that is, for an outcome, a very important one for the participants.
Yeah, because this model is used to create a shared understanding, an alignment.
Yeah.
Of let's say, a thing. What is the company for you? I know.
Yeah.
It's a short question with such an answer, and something we wouldn't ask this question in Lego Serious Play Workshop like that. We would add a framing. We would do a little bit of scaffolding. The people have an idea what they could build because
exactly
what is their company? It's like, well, lots. So all the people have different ideas and at the table, and they put the things that they for them the most important things or the important things, they put them together into one model and create a new model out of this.
Yeah.
So you have a solution where everybody participates, where everybody is integrated, participates, and has their time to speak.
Exactly. And it comes often from, you know, those meetings where two things happen is that they have a kind of a buzzword that normally you feel we all know what we talk about, and then you actually dive into it and you feel like, oh no, that's not what I meant. And the other thing is that when you have these kinds of meetings oft, and there is that little misunderstanding or big misunderstanding, a couple of people in the meeting take over. No, they're kind of starting to lead the whole conversation. We call that the 2080 meetings. And the shared model gives that opportunity with the process, with the facilitation that we do, to literally work with each other, listen to each other, understand each other. Therefore, exactly the word that you use, to align, and creates an alignment while building.
Yeah.
And so, I often get, just to finish my sentence here, I often get the remark after the workshop, we should have done this way before, that process that is facilitated, the way people listen, try to understand each other, and literally build something together, which it's not always easy, you know. Absolutely, can be a challenging process. It's not the easy way out. That's not what we talk about. But that's fascinating, and I think from a technique point of view, there's a great outcome for a group.
It is, absolutely. And just to explain, 2080 meeting. This means 20% of the people in the room take 80% of the time.
Yeah.
And the thing is that most of the people in the meeting aren't heard. And in fact, this is a disaster. It's not a disaster. The 20% are not the disaster. The disaster is that 80% of the people are nearly not heard. And they might have these incomes, these ideas, these perspectives that are missing. Right. So this is why you say why you come up with the, I think that's why you maybe come up with the shared model with the 82, to have the nerdy expression again. What about, now we're at the techniques. Come on. 83.
Okay.
Landscape.
Well,
what is that?
We have to do this a bit quick. I mean, maybe we come back to it in another one. But the 83.
Well, let me just say something.
Oh, he's interrupting me.
For our listeners, or the ones who view us, who watch us in the YouTube or whatever, to which channel, there is the German podcast Ententalk. And with Kerstin, I spoke about the application techniques as well. So if you speak German and want to listen to it, you should do that, or you could do that, but it would be the right thing to do. And if you want to learn German, or if you want to hear how German sounds, well, plug in and listen to the other podcast. But back to you, Michel. 83.
Okay.
Landscape. What is that?
That was the commercial break.
Absolutely.
By the way, I hear that we have to go back to the reception. But a quick one. So the 83... wonderful technique, because it helps people to generally to organize things. You know, if you have a lot of information or a lot of insights on the table, you want to have a kind of an overview, understand actually what the amount of information that you're looking at, the 83 in different ways. We should talk about the 83 in a podcast. Because it's such a wonderful technique. You can do so many things with the 83. We actually don't explain everything in the foundation trading, because it could be a 4-day trading in itself about the 83. That's the cliffhanger for our next podcast.
Ooh.
Yes, why not? And if I count it right, you know the numbers, we done the 81, 2, 3, the 6 and the 7, so that leaves us with the 4 and the 5.
Yeah, so 83 again, this was about clustering, organizing information.
All those words, roughly. But let's not throw in a lot of buzzwords where people feel like, I don't know what you mean.
Come on, we just throw in buzzwords like 81, 82, 83, so let's add a few more.
Okay.
But it's fine.
Enough of that.
So because, let's know, have a look calling, at the missing two techniques, the 84 and 85.
Okay. So generally a remark there is when we want to see how things are connected. Yeah. So how are we connected now through technique? Are we connected through sound, through visuals? There maybe is something like a bit of a friendship going on between us. I'm not quite sure about that.
So now I have to show a heart to you.
Oh my God, really? So these are all kinds of different connections between us, you know, on a technical level. We do business together.
Yeah.
We have fun together. All kind of different connections. And sometimes you want to just see it and also understand that connection. Just talk about it, but actually say, you know, okay, what is that friendship about? How does that?
Yeah.
How do we see it? How do we perceive it? That kind of things. Well, you can do that with Lego bricks as well. There's a special kit for it. We call it the connection kit. Surprise. And that are both the 4 and the 5. What exactly the difference between the two is, well, let's not go into that at the moment. But when you want to visualize, when you want to talk, when you want to understand how things are connected, either between people or businesses or tasks or products or
whatever it is.
Very good remark. Then we throw in the 4 and the 5. Shall we wrap it up?
Let me try to wrap it up, and you can add something afterwards.
I will make a very last remark.
So the most important technique for us is the 81, because it brings all the different perspectives, ideas, thoughts from the people out of the head and onto the table.
Yeah.
Make sure that everybody's being heard, understood, and that we can literally see what you mean.
Yeah.
We can comprehend what are your thoughts.
Ooh.
And then we have 6 other techniques, and we have a skills building, of course. And these are the techniques. There are fantastic ones. Each technique relevant for specific needs of the client. So it's hard to say which one is the most important one. Oh, of the others. Or the maybe the most interesting one.
Yeah. And where you started, I will finish. So the 86 is a very playful one. It's a very interactive one. It's a very, the outcomes are open. And it is a technique that we definitely have to explain a little bit more and see how we can work with it. Because I know from experience as a last remark that not that many people use it because they feel
which
it's complex.
Yeah.
And it's actually not. We're going to do that in our next break.
Yeah. Now, don't. Oh, that's what I just wanted to say. Now, please don't open. Reopen the recording, because I think it's really time.
It is.
We have to move over to the reception.
And See you there.
And goodbye. Looking forward to talking to you
again.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for checking in at the Bricks Boutique Hotel today. If you enjoyed the podcast and want to hear more, subscribe to stay updated. If you'd like to explore more of what the Bricks Boutique Hotel has to offer, visit our website, bricksboutiquehotel.com. And remember, there is always a room for you at the Bricks Boutique Hotel.